and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 16th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Anthony Hecht, born in New York City in 1923. The poet Robert W. Service, born in Preston, England, 1874, moved to Canada when he was 23 years old, worked for a bank in the Yukon, and under the influence of Kipling, wrote ballads about Yukon life, including The Shooting of Dan McGrew and The Cremation of Sam McGee. It's the birthday of the novelist William Kennedy, born in Albany, New York, in 1928. His novel Ironweed was a big success when it came out in 1983, the third novel in his Albany trilogy, which began with Legs in 1975 and Billy Phelan's Greatest Game in 1978. And it's the birthday of Susan Sontag, born in New York City in 1933, grew up in Tucson and then in the suburbs of Los Angeles. A precocious child, read the Partisan Review when she was quite small, earned a degree in philosophy from the University of Chicago after just 2 years, two master's degrees from Harvard. Susan Sontag, who said she prefers to think of herself as a novelist, her first, The Benefactor, published in 1963, but it was her essays that made her famous, her essay Notes on Camp, published in 1964 in particular, which suggested that even bad art can be appreciated, that there can be a good taste of bad taste. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Tony Hoagland, entitled A Color of the Sky. Windy today and I feel less than brilliant, driving over the hills from work. There are the dark parts on the road when you pass through clumps of wood and the bright spots where you have a view of the ocean, but that doesn't make the road an allegory. I should call Marie and apologize for being so boring at dinner last night, but can I really promise not to be that way again? And anyway, I'd rather watch the trees tossing in what certainly looks like sexual arousal. Otherwise, it's spring, and everything looks frail. The sky is baby blue, and the just unfurling leaves are full of infant chlorophyll, the very tint of inexperience. Last summer's song is making a comeback on the radio, and on the highway overpass, the only metaphysical vandal in America has written Memory Loves Time in big black spray paint letters, which makes us wonder if time loves memory back. Last night I dreamed of X again. She's like a stain on my subconscious sheets. Years ago she penetrated me, but though I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed, I never got her out. But now I'm glad. What I thought was an end turned out to be a middle. What I thought was a brick wall turned out to be a tunnel. What I thought was an injustice turned out to be a color of the sky. Outside the youth center between the liquor store and the police station, a little dogwood tree is losing its mind, overflowing with blossom foam, like a sudsy mug of beer, like a bride ripping off her clothes, dropping snow-white petals to the ground in clouds, so nature's wastefulness seems quietly obscene. It's been doing that all week, making beauty and throwing it away and making more. A poem by Tony Hoagland, A Color of the Sky, from his collection What Narcissism Means to Me, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Andrea McAvey. Be well, do good work,
keep in touch.